The meeting is now called to order. Can't tell you how nice it is to see everyone back in person. And although still obviously following guidelines, it's great to be back in the same room and doing the people's business. The clerk will please call the roll.
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan. Kuhn,
here.
Ryan,
here.
Chase,
here.
Holmquist,
here.
McBride,
here.
Bush,
here.
Kelly,
here.
Kinney,
here.
Williams,
here.
Irvin,
present.
Mr. Chairman,
here.
17 present, none absent.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, which will be led by Legislator Williams, and remain standing for the Pledge the Flag, led by Leader Irvin.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We are thankful for this day, oh, Heavenly Father. We are thankful to be in person, oh, Heavenly Father, since the pandemic, oh, Heavenly Father. Continue to lead over this legislature. Continue to let us be bipartisan, oh, Heavenly Father, as we do the will of the people of Onondaga County, oh, Heavenly Father. Continue to hold us close. Continue to let us lean on you, oh, Heavenly Father, for every understanding. Oh, Heavenly Father, I send a special comforting to one of our legislators, Judith Tassone, oh, Heavenly Father, that she is here in person. Continue to lean on her. Continue to give her strength, oh, Heavenly Father. Continue to give her caring mercies, oh, Heavenly Father. And all these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Reading of the minutes. Is there a motion to waive the reading?
So moved.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Are there any communications to be presented?
As listed on the agenda.
Okay. We again, it's great to be back live, and one of the great things that we're able to do much better when we're all here together is celebrate some of the great things going on in our community. We have a gold seal today that we'd like to present before we get started. So if Legislator Abbott Keenan and Legislator Kelly would come forward.
And let's not forget Legislator Rowley.
Oh, and Legislator Rowley too. I apologize. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, the snub. He moves to the second row and suddenly. No. It is such a great day when we get to bring people, members of our community, in here for a gold seal because we're nothing without volunteerism. And so today, I'm really excited, along with my colleagues, to recognize volunteers who are making a huge difference in terms of mental wellness for community members, especially during this pandemic. We know isolation is a problem. You know, people get depressed. People have anxiety. And therapy animals, therapy pets, are going into our schools. They're in our nursing homes. They're at our colleges. They're in all aspects of our communities to make it the world a little brighter, to make reaching the end goal of happiness and pulling out of whatever crisis you're in a little bit closer. So with that said, we are today going to officially designate April 30th, which is a couple of Fridays from now, as National Therapy Animal Day in Onondaga County. So right now we'd like to invite our neighbors, Mary Ann and Tom Arcuri, up, and also our friend Maddie Alcock and her little puppy, Big C. Come on up, Maddie. So Mary Ann and Tom, along with their family, went up to the SU campus, and I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit more about what you did up there and how you're making a difference.
Hi, everybody. Didn't expect this, so I wasn't even supposed to be here. I came to support him. Now I'm talking. My daughter goes to Nazareth College for special needs and early childhood education, and got really excited to find out that we could possibly be in a pet therapy program. Pet Partners is what we're involved in. We actually have five family members, and We have one dog, one giant 72-pound golden doodle named Clayton, who is now plastered all over the barn center at the Syracuse University Health Center. So if you ever see a big fuzzy dog, that's Clayton. We have absolutely fell in love with this program from the minute we volunteered, and it's been exceptional. I mean, I can't explain to you the reaction of college students. You would never expect that. They're wonderful, respectful kids, and just so happy to have a dog to touch. I mean, it's just an instinct. You want to grab them. So it's on all levels. And I'm telling you right now, my dog's depressed because he's out of a job because of COVID. So it affects the dogs. It affects everything. And my parents help and just us. We really feel we're giving back to the community. So I just am so honored. I'm so excited I came. So I don't know if there's anything else you want me to say, but, you know, support, it's everywhere. It's hospitals, it's nursing homes, it's anywhere we want to go. We can create this.
Everybody's life,
yes, you know? Gigi's Playhouse, anything, so many different levels. This can go to the sky's the limit on how far this can go. So this is wonderful. It brings awareness to it.
It does, and that's why we're doing this today. And also, if you Google Pet Partners, I think it's petpartners.com or .org, I looked it up, it tells you can get involved. You can see if you have a pet or if you have any of your shareholders that would may potentially be interested.
It doesn't have to be a dog. I believe there's 7 different animals.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, girl. Yep. Tell us a little bit about
Julie, you want to read the resolution real quick?
Yes.
Before we... Oh, well... Go ahead. That's fine. And then read the resolution last. That's fine.
So Charlotte's actually a service dog. So it's similar, but like a little different. So basically she just helps me. Mm-hmm. She doesn't go around helping the whole community. But what she does is she alerts me to medical episodes. Mm-hmm. And then she's also comforting in that aspect. Cause like I can rely on her. And she'll, she's highly trained, just like therapy animals, but slightly different.
Would you just pick her up and show everybody while I read the resolution? Awesome. Okay. So, whereas there are thousands of Pet Partner therapy animal teams serving in communities across the U.S., whereas Pet Partners therapy animal teams in Onondaga County play an essential role in improving human health and well-being through the human-animal bond, and whereas Pet Partners therapy animal teams make millions of visits each year in settings such as hospitals, nursing homes, schools, and hospice, and whereas Pet Partners therapy animal teams interact with a variety of people in our community, including veterans, seniors, patients, students with literacy challenges, and those approaching end of life. And whereas these exceptional therapy animals who partner with their human companions bring comfort and healing to those in need, and whereas Pet Partners has designated the 30th of April, 2021, to be National Therapy Animal Day, now, therefore, be it resolved, Legislator Abbott Keenan and all other members of the Onondaga County Legislature do proclaim April 30th, 2021, to be Therapy Animal Day in Onondaga County, and encourage our citizens to celebrate our therapy animals and their human companions to their vital service to our community. Thank you so much. Take it with you. Thank you very much.
If we can get a few pictures. Yeah.
He's so cute. Come on in.
Madison, if you could stay there just for a second. Madison, if you could just stick around just for a second. You guys can too. I would just like to highlight Madison. Legislator Cody and Legislator Kelly presented a gold seal to her yesterday up in North Syracuse. Madison actually was babysitting a young, I think, six-month-old, and the baby went into cardiac arrest, and Madison performed CPR and saved the baby's life until emergency ambulance, responders got there and got the baby to the hospital. But she's credited with saving the 6 months old's life. So,
that's
Maddie's got to go. She's got TV interviews to do right now.
Okay. Excellent.
Catch her on the news later.
But thank you. Thank you, Madison, for certainly a cool head and a lot of a huge pressure situation. Okay, so we've got one more special guest here today. No stranger. I think everyone will recognize him. Former county legislator, Casey Jordan. Casey, would you like to come up? Casey, you know, we've had a little something for him for a while, but just between schedules and virtual versus live and everything, it's been tough. So.
That's all I was worried about.
Yeah. So, obviously, as we all know, Casey decided to accept a position up in the county attorney's office, where I'm told he's doing the paperwork already and we're helping him out. Yeah, he served down, I think, as one of our senior members, the second longest serving member at the time that he left. And, you know,
all right, very good. So, boy, you hit the nail on the head. I agree with everything that you said. I was brand new legislator when Casey first got here, and my memory's a little fuzzy, but I think Casey had the same hairline that Dave Knapp had at the time. He's been through quite a bit. But there's so much to say, but I want to reference is Casey and I, we were summoned as very new legislators when Bernie Kraft was here. And Bernie, unfortunately, was literally on his deathbed, and he summoned us to come to his hospital room, and he had a nice talk with us, and he questioned us point blank, like, what are you going to do for the citizens, the taxpayers, and how are you going to make Onondaga County a better place? And I don't think there's anybody that's done it better than Casey Jordan. I have served with hundreds of elected officials at the village, town, the county level. And Casey, I don't think I've met anybody more principled than you, more consistent. Of course, he's a Ronald Reagan conservative limited government advocate, too, which is wonderful. But you worked so hard. As the chairman said, you were always prepared. You did your homework. You were passionate, for sure, principled, and consistent. And nobody had to ever guess where you were coming from. But I feel like you were also collaborative and cooperative, and at the end of the day, you worked with everybody and did the best job possible for the citizens and the taxpayers of Onondaga County. And I think you referenced the taxpayers regularly, very much like Bernie Kraft did, and he would be very proud of the great job that you've done. And from my point of view, and I think for probably everybody involved, it's just been an honor to serve with you here at the county legislature. And I wish you the best of luck on all fronts, and I know you're doing a great job in the county, and congratulations. Thank you, Casey.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. When I came on to the legislature, there was a brief break in the action, but I came from the administration, or what I would call the dark side. And I tried to warn Casey when he was trying to make this decision if he should go into the county law department, and I tried to warn him that's the dark side. I'm a little disappointed that he went to the dark side, but he's in a good spot, and he's going to do good work for the county. I want to echo the comments that Legislator Holmquist have made. I'm very proud to have served with Casey in the legislature. He's done good work. I know he'll do good work in the county law department. And, one last thing, as your former treasurer of your campaign committee, there's a couple legislators in Clay that could use a little help this year. So if you want to think about that and get back to me, that'd be good. But congratulations.
Thank you, Chairman. My comments will be brief. Thank you. It's been an honor to serve with you. I've learned from you. As everyone said, I agree wholeheartedly. You brought your principles. We don't come here to necessarily always agree, but we all come here with the best intentions to do what we think is right for folks. And I know that to be the case for Casey. I learned from you. Thank you. And best of luck with your next move.
Thank you.
You bet.
So I have...
Well, those of you who know me know that I'm not much for giving speeches, but I really do want to thank you all. This is an honor to, be recognized today. I've had the honor of being supported by the Republican Party and Conservative Party and the Veterans Party and the Independence Party for 14 and a half years. It's always, it's very touching to have the support of the different parties and the people. It's funny because members of the Clay Committee will always say, well, Casey loves knocking on doors, and I can't say that was my favorite thing to be doing, but I have to say it was nice knocking on doors and having people actually saying, geez, thank you for what you're doing. I really appreciate the job that you're doing. And it really is very, very touching. And I do appreciate it, and I do miss kind of being part of all this. When they're doing the roll call, I was kind of waiting for my name to get called and say, hey, 14 and a half years, you kind of get into that groove. But I do thank you all. I thank all of the people who supported me over the years. I hope I'll be remembered as somebody who did what he thought was best for his constituents without influences of politics or political expediency. That's always the way that I try to conduct myself, and I hope that I've done that, and hope that's how people remember me, not as somebody who maybe had disagreements with members of the legislature from time to time. But I do thank you all very, very much, and good luck with everything.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Some great things. Moving on, public comment. Has anyone signed up to speak for the public comment period?
None have signed in.
Hearing none, the public comment period is now closed. Reports of standing committees?
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
The clerk will begin the call of legislative districts, starting with district number 16.
District 16, Mr. Williams?
None.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin?
None.
District 1, Mr. May?
None.
District 2, Mr. Rowley?
None.
District 3, Mr. Burtis?
Mr. Chairman, I rise and present number 1, 3, and 4, and urge your adoption.
Thank you. Number 1.
Requesting New York State to amend...
Motion to waive the reading?
So moved.
Objections? Hearing none. Granted. Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Number 1 is a simple request. We are requesting New York State to amend Section 931. What this does is this streamlines the process and enables folks to write one check for escrows, talking about authorizing a single payment of school and village taxes in this manner. About half are paid this way. It is, I believe it's definitely time for this. This is makes things much easier and much better. I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 1? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase?
Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 1 is adopted. Number 2 has been pulled. So moving on to number 3.
Authorizing the settlement of the action filed with the
Supreme Court. Motion to waive the reading? Objections? Granted. Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're authorizing the settlement of an action that we've discussed in executive session. This is with Barrett Paving Materials. Unfortunate event happened there. This is a relatively small settlement that I feel and most feel that needs to be taken in order to continue on with our daily business. Again, it's unfortunate, but I believe it's necessary and appropriate. I urge its adoption.
Other comments on item number 3? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan? Kuhn?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 3 is adopted. For number 4, Legislator Burtis, are you requesting a waiver?
Yes, I am.
Is there any objection to a waiver being granted on number 4? Seeing none, a waiver is granted. Melanie?
Confirming appointment to the Onondaga County Syracuse Commission on Human Rights.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're here to confirm this appointment for Leonardo Sanchez to the Syracuse Commission on Human Rights. Appreciate his willingness to serve in this manner. I believe he's well-suited to do so. And thank you for his service. I urge its adoption.
Other comments on number 4? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 4 is adopted.
District 4, Mrs. Tassone?
None.
District 5, Ms. Cody?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise to offer resolutions number 5 and 6 and urge their adoption.
Number 5.
Authorizing the Department of Parks and Recreation to accept donated item.
Legislator Cody.
Yes, this is with thanks to the Friends of the Rosamond Gifford Zoo. They have come through again with a donation of a vehicle that they were using for their Zoo to You program. They had two vehicles, and they are donating this one to the zoo to be able to use for their various activities, transports, food pickups, and the like. And again, thank you to the Friends of the Zoo.
Great partners. Other comments on question number five? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number five is adopted. Number six.
Amending the 2021 county budget to accept grant funds from New York State's multi-module program for Loop the Lake Trail solar lighting.
Legislator Cody.
Yes, this is another acceptance of a grant. This one is thank you to Assemblyman Magnarelli for this multimodal state grant that will enable us to pick up where we left off on the Loop the Lake Trail with solar lighting from the DEC boat launch up toward the bridge. So, thank you.
Thank you. Other comments on item number six? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number six is adopted.
District 6, Mrs. Abbott Keenan.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I rise to offer items 7 and 8 and urge their adoption.
Number 7.
Providing for various personnel changes.
Legislator Abbott Keenan.
Chairman, this is for the Health Department, and this is to replace an employee who left and took our retirement incentive back in October, I believe it was. It was back in the fall. And this would be the director of our forensic lab. And it's actually in the budget, and it's a cost savings. Even though it's an advanced step due to experience, it will save us money and fill the position.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 7? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 7 is adopted. Number 8.
Personnel resolution and amending the county budget.
Legislator Abbott Keenan.
Thank you, Chairman. So this would be to add 17 positions, which are not budgeted currently, to the Department of Children and Family Services. And this is due to the expansion, which is just about complete, of our Hillbrook Detention Youth Facility. In order to get it up and running, there are certain hallmarks and ratios that we have to meet in terms of staffing and our colleagues that we have presently there and in the future. While we've known this was coming, we didn't have a lot of time to absorb all of this, but we are agreeable to it in terms of being able to entertain this. We would just ask that the executive branch in the future try to maintain that level of courtesy where we have a little more time to ask questions and not have to carve out time to really, you know, get into the crux of things. But we are agreeable to this because I would say, personally, I understand it's not a want to, it's a have to. The state sets these guidelines, and we do want to be able to get things up and running. And I would urge everybody to vote for this. Yes.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 8? Legislator Ryan.
Yeah, just to, I guess, reiterate some of the discussion beyond what was discussed at Ways and Means. I guess I'll be supporting this, but I want to state for the record that I'll be supporting it reluctantly because I don't think that I feel as though, I don't know if we've had enough time to fully vet the positions. I'm questioning the need for just one with the educational component. Like I said, I want to state it for the record. Right now we have, I believe, 6, as it was for the minutes and the Ways and Means minutes, 6 teachers there now. Supporting, I think, 38 students. We're going to add 18 more, but only one teacher. I don't think that's sufficient. I don't think it goes far enough. We're going to have, if the expectation was that we're going to expand the facility to the extent to accommodate those youthful offenders due to raise the age, and we're going to the expansion with the expectation to take in an additional 18 kids. Is one teacher, not just one teacher, but one teacher, not even a teaching assistant, able to do that? It's important to know that these children will be all different ages. They will be coming from all different backgrounds, from different counties, all with different educational needs, assessments, learning disabilities, potentially. So I just don't know if we had enough. And I don't know if we've had enough time to fully vet that. I don't know if all this is going to be reimbursed by the state, if we added positions. Would those additional positions be reimbursed? My understanding is yes, but I can't say that. I would like to see this go back to Ways and Means. I would like to see this. I would like to see another discussion. I'm not trying to hold it up. I'm not trying to be difficult. I understand that we are up against the wall technically because we want to get the facility open and begin taking in additional kids, right, youthful offenders, but I want to make sure that we get it right. I think it's important having the correct staffing, the staffing ratios, being able to accommodate them safely and also give them the educational opportunities that we have to. Like, we don't, we have to philosophically, but we also have to legally. We can't. So I just want to make sure that that's what we're talking about. I want to make sure it's right. So that's my opinion. First off, I'd rather see it go back for another month. I'd like to see the further discussion, but I guess if I have to vote, I guess I'll have to vote yes. But anyway.
Legislator Abakinian and Leader May, did you want to say something? Okay.
Legislator Ryan, I want to tell you that I completely respect what you're saying. I don't think this needs to be a closed end of story discussion. I think it should be fluid. I don't see any reason that we can't put this in because we need it now and then go back and look into it. I do believe, from what I am being told or from my understanding, is that teachers are reimbursable by the state, that it's they don't set the number like they do for all of the other positions. But I agree with you that if there is a need and if there isn't enough educational opportunities for our people, that's something that should be able to be added. I would like more data on that as well, but I think that there are many colleagues of mine I've discussed the same thing, so I appreciate your thoughts.
Leader May.
Thank you. I would just like to compliment Legislator Abakinian for her kind words on the process, and agree with Legislator Ryan on reluctant but inevitable support for what we need to do today. I think we can all, I'll speak for myself. I think the process stunk for this. It was rather last minute. It was rather inconsiderate of the decisions that we need to make here. A lot of money. I don't think we fully understand. I will add to your concerns mental health and correctional health and those incremental costs that we're not going to understand down the road. I think the administration did a nice job trying to fill in the blanks in the 11th hour for us on this, and I think one of the things we learned in some of the documentation we received yesterday is that, and then some discussions today, we learned that you know, the reimbursement process, the rate setting process is a function of the plan, and the plan is constantly changing and the rate is constantly changing, and we'll be able to catch up with these things. But like Legislator Ryan, I'd like to more than want to revisit this, I'd like to try to manage it from a fiscal policy standpoint and really try to keep a keen understanding of what our exposure from a cost standpoint is going forward, because I think we frankly need to understand it better. And I'm a guy that likes to sleep on things and make sure I've got all my questions answered, and that wasn't the case this time, but we know it's the right thing to do. It's a mandate, and we got to take care of these kids that we're charged with responsibility for. So I'll be adopting this reluctantly. Thank you.
Other comments? I think I would challenge Legislator Abbott King and the chairwoman of the Health and Human Services Committee to stay on top of this, to invite them back the next few months to report on this, and if we need to add additional teachers, then we add additional teachers. But the way the process works is we have to submit a plan to the state, then they approve it, then we get reimbursed. So we have to justify them, but, you know, if we need them, we need them. So I agree. But this gets the ball rolling. Any other comments? Hearing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride? Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes and none opposed.
Resolution number 8 is adopted.
District 7, Ms. Kuhn?
None.
District 8, Mr. Ryan?
None.
District 9, Dr. Chase?
None.
District 10, Mr. Holmquist?
None.
District 11, Mr. McBride?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise and present items number 9 and number 9A and urge their adoption.
Thank you. Number 9.
Authorizing the acquisition of permanent easements for the Route 481-298 Industrial Corridor sewer improvements in the town of DeWitt, County of Onondaga.
Legislator McBride.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Item number 9 is part of the Route 481-298 Industrial Corridor sewer improvement project. The county needs to acquire real property for construction of a pump station and a force main. This construction will serve both Ultra Dairy and Amazon projects in the town of DeWitt. The proposed site of the new infrastructure is currently owned by OSIDA and Ultra Dairy, also known as Burn Dairy. And the county's intent is to acquire this property through a permanent easement. The full appraisal was conducted, which figure the property at $4,125. Once the purchase is authorized, the county then can, property rights can be transferred to the county. Burn Dairy has recently notified the county that they will not charge Onondaga County for the transfer of these easements. This is welcome good news. There will be no cost to the county for this transaction. And I know that Legislator Dr. Chase is very pleased at that announcement during our EP meeting. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I support this resolution and urge its adoption.
Other comments on item number 9? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 9 is adopted. 9A.
Waiver?
Yep.
Amended.
I'm sorry. Legislator McBride, you asked for a waiver?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do.
Is there objection to a waiver being granted for number 9A? Seeing none, waiver is granted.
Amending resolution number 37.
Motion to waive the reading?
Oops.
Objections? Waiver is granted. Legislator McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 9A is amending resolution regarding the imposition and disposition of an energy sales tax. I think we should reflect back for a moment back during this pandemic crisis on June 23rd of 2020 in light of this global pandemic. This legislature undertook some drastic austerity measures, which included a residential energy sources and services local sales tax and use tax, which commenced on September 1st of 2020 and ended or sunsetted on November 30th of 2022, all in an effort to enhance much needed revenue at that time. This legislature was truly facing a crisis environment at that point in time, combined with a tremendous amount of
unknowns which were set upon us, and I think we handled that very well at that moment. So when this all came to pass, we really took a step back and showed some leadership and made some very tough decisions, which led to, number one, I think we saved jobs for the county. We provided some much-needed funding to fight COVID. In addition, we were able to really sustain in some valuable programs and services that our county residents really rely on. So a truly remarkable accomplishment, considering all the issues that we had to face at that time. So I commend my my colleagues on the legislature for what we accomplished in a very, very difficult moment in time. So in the midst of all of that, the county has really, you know, finished 2020 much stronger than any of us could ever have anticipated or could have even projected at that moment. A true testament to the county executive and his team, and this body, and the hard work of our chairman, Mr. Knapp, leader Brian May, leader Irvin. I think we did a yeoman's job. So today, folks, is a good day. It's not a time to Monday morning quarterback what tough decisions we had to make, but I think we came through this very, very well. So we're in a much better financial position as we stand here today, and we have some anticipated relief funding from the federal government, which is going to help. So in light of all this new information and new good news, the county is in a better financial position, and this resolution seeks to shorten that sunset from November 30th, 2020, to sunset this energy tax ending May 31st of 2021, which is the earliest date New York State will allow us to do this. So this is absolutely the right thing to do at the right time. Mr. Chairman, I support this resolution, and I urge my colleagues to support it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator McBride. Other comments on item 9A? Legislator Kuhn.
Thank you, Chairman. I, of course, will support this resolution. It is absolutely the right thing to do. But in June of 2020, in a 15-2 vote of the legislature, I and Legislator Kinney voted against what we saw as a regressive tax on the people of Onondaga County in a once-in-a-century pandemic. On March 31st, when our county executive revealed a $25 million budget surplus, Legislator Kinney developed a resolution to repeal this tax. It was submitted to the clerk of the legislature on Friday, April 2nd. Today, we learned that Legislator McBride apparently proposed such a resolution 3 weeks ago, and Chairman Knapp approved it on 3/31. So this is the resolution we're voting on today, and again, which I will support. But I'm disappointed that we had an opportunity for bipartisanship, and that's been lost. I guess my wish would be that Legislator McBride or Chairman Knapp might have reached out across the aisle to one of the two legislators who did oppose this tax in the first place, and we might then have acted as a unified bipartisan body to do what we should do for the citizens of the county. We are all here to do the business of the people, and that should not be the business as articulated by just one party. I believe the people of Onondaga County would be best served by open collective efforts of its legislators and elected officials, and that the continued partisan divide only serves a very narrow partisan interest. Our constituents do not benefit from a divided service, and I believe they deserve much more. Again, I wholeheartedly support this resolution. Thank you.
Other comments? Leader May.
Just a brief point of order. I believe I don't remember exactly, but that was bipartisan opposition back in June.
Yeah,
there was more than 15-2 vote.
Yeah.
We need to have our facts straight here. The truth of the matter is some of us vehemently opposed it. Myself, I think legislator, I just don't remember.
It was, Leader May, the vote was 10 ayes, 6 noes, and 1 absent.
Thank you, Chairman. Just point of order. Personally, for myself, that was one of the worst days I have ever spent on the Onondaga County Legislature, hands down. And the fact that there were members on both sides opposing this means that some of us really felt as though we needed to oppose it, and some of us held our nose and did what they felt was right to help the county shore up its finances. And like I do most days when I leave here, I respect that outcome and move on. But it was an awful day. So I just wanted to make sure the facts were right, because that no apology necessary. I just want to make sure we have our facts straight here. I will be supporting this. I understand there are some logistics and confused issues here today. Bottom line, as Legislator McBride said, this is a good thing. It was a tough thing last year. It's a good thing today. And I hope none of us lose sight of that. Thank you.
Legislator Kinney, you had your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I was going to say a really short sentence, but I humbly have to give Fleurlier May some condolences, because he made the right vote back in June, and I knew that. And I humbly disagree with him, though. It wasn't a hard choice. It was overreaction as far as I was concerned. We were not positive, but we were 95% positive the federal government was going to come through with money. I'm glad we're doing this. I don't care whose name is on the top, as long as it gets done. So thank you, Mr. McBride. It would have been nice, though, if someone had reached across the aisle. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's a fact. And I will not disagree with that. But we made it, in my humble opinion, we made a decision back in June that was rushed, and we didn't need to make it. And I think this proves me right. But, again, that's my opinion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other comments? Legislator Holmquist, will you come up, please?
Chair recognizes the chairman.
Thank you, yeah. You know, I enjoy sports radio as much as anybody else, but the Monday morning quarterbacking going on here would make any sports radio commentator very proud. You know, some incredibly short memories here. You know, last June, we were looking at a crisis situation. Our own collective bargaining units were reaching out to us desperately, asking us to do this to save county jobs, which is exactly what we did. We were looking at having to lay off a significant number of social services workers, significant number of sheriff's deputies, significant number of healthcare workers, the very same healthcare workers that we are lauding every day for the incredible job they've done during the past year. We were looking at having to lay some of those people off. We did the right thing at the right time. I joined Leader May. This is probably the toughest vote I've ever taken on the legislature. Am I happy about it? No. But I, to this day, think it's the right move. And to Legislator Kuhn, the phone works both ways. Nobody called me Friday morning saying, hey, Chairman, we're going to put a resolution in. Rescinding the sales tax, you know, you want to work together on this. It's a two-way street, folks. It doesn't always have to be one side reaching out to the other. So, you know, let's both look at the bigger picture here and work on this together. Again, this is a great day. This is a great thing. We're canceling this, you know, a year and a half ahead of schedule. It's wonderful. It's something to be celebrated, and it's unfortunate that you know, something that shouldn't be political got political. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to supporting this and moving on. Thank you. Any other comments on 9A? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call, please.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 9A is adopted.
District 12, Mr. Knapp.
Climactic after that.
Mr.
Chairman, I rise and offer items 10 and 11 on your behalf and urge their adoption.
Thank you. Item number 10.
Confirming the appointment of Carlton Hummel as the Commissioner of the Onondaga County Department of Personnel.
Leader May.
Thank you. I am really proud to offer this on your behalf, Chairman. Carl has been sort of the backbones of our personnel and labor relations function, you know, technically for as long as I've been here, and he's done a wonderful job. He's also been a great resource to me in helping to understand employee benefits issues and, of course, all the dynamics of the more higher level areas of responsibility within that department. So I urge adoption to this and urge adoption to this resolution, and also congratulate Carl on a job well done in a very deserved position moving forward. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 10? Leader Irvin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Carl has done a good job thus far, but he's moving into a different part of that job. And as the questions I asked on Monday at Ways and Means were affirmed, that he would continue to do the things that need to be done with increased diversity in our staff and looking at relations that will be beneficial to us and our staff, I will support his appointment under those restrictions, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Other comments on number 10? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
We have one.
Oh. 16 ayes, one opposed.
Resolution 10 is adopted. Number 11.
Confirming appointment to the Onondaga County Soil and Water Conservation District Board.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. This proposes to appoint Jesse Lyons to the Soil and Water District Board, and I don't know Jesse, but I think what can be attached to her name is pretty wonderful. This is a person who is bringing farming, agriculture to the inner city, and it's just kind of a neat thing, the way it's engaging folks in different and new ways and in positive ways. And I know that my colleagues on the Ag and Farmland Protection Board are very, very excited about this as well. So I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Other comments? Legislator Buchanan.
Yes, as the only female member of Soil and Water Conservation District Board, I'm very excited to be joined by another female, but not only that, what Legislator May just referred to, because just her what she's done in bringing urban farming and putting a spotlight on that, I think is awesome. We need more of that, and I think she'll bring a fantastic perspective to our board. I'm excited to meet with her and work with her.
She's been an active member in lots of organizations, including the Syracuse Onondaga Food Systems Alliance, which I'm a part of, working on the food plan and food justice and other issues in our community. So she would be a tremendous asset. Other comments? Hearing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 11 is adopted. We have no unfinished business. The only announcement I would make is some of you may have noticed we've got several changes in the general area. I wanted to thank our clerk, Jamie McNamara, for acquiring these beautiful maps around the room. I did not pick what towns, villages, or parts of the city or anything were involved in this. But the other pictures have been up for, well, as long as I've been here, so at least 10 years. And so we thought maybe it was time for a change. We also re-lettered several of the doors that had different size and shapes of letters and fonts and different things on them, too, to improve that, and rearrange some furniture, et cetera. So lots of things have been going on. Looking forward to being back fully in person now. And we have a busy month of committee meetings coming up, so looking forward to seeing everybody starting next week on those. We'll be getting those agendas out. Leader May, would you make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move to adjourn to our next meeting today.
May 4th.
May 4th, thank you.
We are adjourned.